Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how fast NFL game days move. One big play and everything changes. That's why live betting on FanDuel is a game changer. With FanDuel, you can bet in real time while the game unfolds. Score just flipped? Jump on a new spread or live money line. That wide receiver's heating up? Bet the next touchdown score or total yards. Think that drive stalls in the red zone? Take a live field goal prop or fade the total. Live player props, team totals, drive results, updated spreads, next play markets, it's all there. It's fast, it's fun, and with FanDuel, your live bets move as quickly as the game does. So whether you're riding momentum or fading the hype, FanDuel puts you right in the middle of every moment. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the app and bet the NFL live all season long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Guys, by now you've heard me talk about Collars & Co., makers of the dress collar polo. They've already sold over 1 million of these amazing shirts. Well, Collars & Co. just came out with the new Maverick Performance Blazer. This blazer is sharp and wrinkle resistant, so you can travel anywhere with it. Just throw it in your bag and it will remain wrinkle free. It even comes with security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and an optional pocket square. So visit collarsandco.com and use code TIKI for 20% off at collarsandco.com.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Noel, hello, and welcome to the best football show. I'm Brian Baldinger, your host. We're here every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. As you can tell right here, It's that time of the year. It's the Christmas season. It's the holiday season. You can follow this show, find this show by downloading your free Odyssey app and then liking it, subscribing to it, commenting on it, and following us. We love it. We love a good follow. We're trying to grow the audience. This is what we do. Just to remind everybody and for anybody new coming to the Best Football Show, I sit and study every game every week, every NFL game every week. Of course, we had, you know, we had two on Saturday, one on Thursday night. We had last night's game. So I follow with my breakdowns, Baldy's breakdowns, across all the social media platforms, on Twitter at BaldyNFL, also on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube. So I'm breaking these games down, and I'm putting it out there on social media. And we are now complete week 15. We've got 2 weeks left of the season. And the first thing I think we need to talk about is the news that came down. I was in Detroit on Sunday when DK Metcalf foolishly, and I'm being like light on this, foolishly engaged with a fan at Ford Field. And I'll tell you this, I didn't see it. I'm up in the booth announcing the game, but it was on social media. So my stat guy had it, and you know, our spotter had it up in the booth, and they're showing clips of DK Metcalf engaging with the fam that had the blue wig on and all that stuff. And I couldn't really tell exactly what he did or didn't do. I just knew it looked bad. And then people were saying, well, why isn't he being suspended? I'm like, well, the official ruling from the NFL was he wasn't fined. He wasn't charged a penalty for doing that. Nobody saw it. Mike Tomlin didn't see it. So a lot of people didn't see it. So it was impossible to, kick him out of the game, suspend him right there on the spot. But as soon as I saw it, I said, DK Metcalf's getting suspended. The Steelers have got to figure out how to play Cleveland this week and Baltimore next week without DK Metcalf. Because you just, I don't care what the fan does. The fans, it's like winning an argument at a restaurant. You can win the argument with the restaurant. You're going to lose the customer. You can't do this to fans. Fans pay everybody's freight in this whole industry. Everybody's freight. My freight for announcing games, being a part of the NFL Network. Tom Brady's freight. Every player salary is basically paid by the fans. The fans are untouchable. No matter what they say, and they don't always act, responsibly. But it doesn't mean the player can go there and do whatever DK did. It looked like he just shoved him. He didn't punch him. There's no, he's not injured. Doesn't matter. The fact that he pushed that fan, why he was even over there doing it is beyond me. There's a game on the field. It's a competitive game. You need the game to stay in the playoff race. How DK is even, he's even over there is beyond me. So the Steelers have got to deal with that. And I'll say this. They picked up Adam Thielen a couple weeks ago. Right now, Aaron Rodgers trusts, Adam Thielen. He trusts Scotty Miller to make big plays. And they're going to throw to the running backs, and they'll throw to the tight ends. But they're going to have to get on him without DK Metcalf for the next couple weeks. They can still win the division handily, easily. Obviously, they got Cleveland this week, and they'll give you a good game defensively like they did Buffalo last week. You can't take them lightly at all. Shador didn't play badly last week, and then they play Baltimore in Pittsburgh to close out the season. So that's that situation. That's the news. Let's get to last night's game, in Indianapolis, where we saw the 45-year-old Philip Rivers with his 10 kids and his family up there in the booth play great. And really, Philip Rivers' arm is obviously diminished. Obviously, he's probably a little heavier than he was when he played 5 years ago. And he doesn't have the mobility that a lot of quarterbacks have, but he's never had it. But it goes to show you. And I think watching last night's game and then studying today, Philip Rivers is the envy of every play caller and offensive coordinator from high school to college to pro. Just being able to work with a quarterback that understands that much about the game, that he can come off the couch 5 years after retiring and go do what he did. Throw a couple touchdown passes to Alec Pierce, keep him in the game deep into the fourth quarter, put up, 24 points. It was a great performance. And it just goes to show you, boy, if you can play the game here, it's 90% at every position, but especially the quarterback, is from the neck up. And that's what we heard through the live mics last night, Philip Rivers calling out defenses, getting players lined up, calling plays the line of scrimmage. It was a show. And he got sacked, I think, once or twice last night, but basically barely touched because he gets rid of the ball before he can get to him. But on the other side, Brock Purdy put on a performance that Philip Rivers would be envious of. I mean, he got hit exactly one time in 35 dropbacks. He threw 5 touchdown passes for the first time in his career. I called it the Brock Purdy holiday party because he threw a holiday party, and underneath my tree, there's all kinds of gifts. He had a gift for every receiver, from DeMarcus Robinson, you know, to George Kittle, to Juwan Jennings, to Christian McCaffrey, and maybe almost to Jake Tongas. Like, he had gifts for everybody last night. Saw the field very, very well. Good, smart decisions. At one point in the third quarter, he had 4 touchdown passes and 5 incompletions. It was just that kind of a night. But that's the role he's been on. People are asking me today, are the 49ers, you know, with 11 wins in the NFC West and what the Rams and what the Seattle are doing, can the 49ers win a playoff game? Absolutely they can. You saw Eddie Pinheiro, who's missed 1 field goal, all right, since he came on board. And that was the 64-yarder last night to hit the crossbar. Like, they could kick field goals from anywhere on the field. You get to the 50-yard line, they can kick a field goal and get points. And you think these drives are starting at the 30 or 35-yard line, sometimes even the 40. 1 first down, you're in field goal range. And then if you look at Kyle Shanahan designing offense and getting guys open and, you know, Brock Purdy seeing the field, they're going to score points against anybody in the postseason. And now there's special teams. You saw Jair Brown punch the ball out of Amir Abdullah's hands on a kickoff return. You know, Jay Tongas recovered it, got good field position, scored. They could steal a possession. They could get points in every possession like they did last night. So defensively, they're not great. But if Kyle calls a game where they limit the opposition to 7 or 8 possessions and you get a takeaway defensively or special teams, they had a pick 6 last night, D winners. Boy, you could go up against the Rams, Seattle, Carolina or Tampa, the Eagles, and you could win a playoff game because of the way that they are capable of playing a game. Talk about the ability to go play a game. What about what Jacksonville did? Going into Denver and beating a team that was the hottest team in the league, had won 11 in a row. And you watch it, and the first quarter was not pretty for Jacksonville. Denver had their way. From the very first pass of the game, Trevor Lawrence was getting hit and sacked. A lot of negative plays. And then they sort of survived the onslaught and the atmosphere and everything else that you have to deal with when you play in Denver. And then they settled down. And Parker Washington had best game he's ever played. But Jacoby Myers has made a huge difference to this team. They lose Patrick McCarthy, their starting right guard. You know, they got to put a backup in there, Walker Little. I've never seen him play guard in my life. He's been the left tackle. Van Lannen's the left tackle now. Wyatt Milam, the rookie out of West Virginia, is in there on extra protection and big plays. But ultimately right now, Trevor Lawrence is playing the best football he's ever played. They've won 6 in a row, but in their last 4 games since he threw the 3 interceptions against Arizona, he's thrown 12 touchdown passes and no interceptions. A lot of it is Liam Cohen, the head coach, offensive coordinator. He basically sat Trevor down. He goes, look, stop thinking, cut it loose, trust your ability. We've got guys that are getting open. Get the ball out of your hands. Let these guys do something with it. Whether it's Parker Washington on a 3rd and 5, out route, turns it up for 24 yards. Jacoby Myers giving that team a total toughness in the middle of the field, whether it's catching it or blocking, getting Brenton Strange back healthy, the tight end. There's a place for Brian Thomas for explosive plays. Travis Etienne, has caught 6 touchdown passes from the backfield position. You know, they've got a formula. And then defensively, they play a ton of man coverage. That's why they made the trade to get Greg Newsome, you know, to play opposite, pick a corner, whether it's, Brown or Jerry and Jones. You're watching Treylon Walker right now. He had a surgery on his hand 2 months ago, and he came out of surgery, had a baseball mitt on his hand. Well, that baseball mitt is now down to a bandage. He's got use of his hand, and he's a force. He's just a force. So they've got, and they take the ball away at a good number. They are a playoff team that you have to be very, very conscious of. You think about how Indianapolis started 8-2, and they look like they're going to the postseason. Now they're not. But now the Texans have won 7 in a row. And so both those teams look like playoff teams that could give teams problems. But, you know, Denver loses that game, and you go, it's actually nobody wants to lose a game. But you also might not want to go into the postseason winning 14 in a row. You know, you're a little full of yourself. Sometimes setbacks are good. Sometimes the coach really gets your attention after that loss. It wasn't a devastating loss. They didn't lose guys to injuries in that game. You know, it was a loss. Jacksonville outplayed them in the second half. I think it's a good reset for Denver. Lose at home in front of those fans. Holiday season, it stings. You know, Alex Singleton talked about it. But it's not going to erode their confidence. I think it's a good reset. You know, they're competing right now with the Chargers to win the division. They play on Christmas Day. Denver does. You know, it should be an opponent that they should dispose of pretty easily. And then the Chargers play the Texans on Saturday to decide. You know, Denver can lock up the division on Saturday night.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
When the holidays start to feel a bit repetitive, reach for a Sprite Winter Spiced Cranberry and put your twist on tradition. A bold cranberry and winter spice flavor fusion, Sprite Winter Spiced Cranberry is a refreshing way to shake things up this sipping season. And only for a limited time. Sprite, obey your thirst.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Let's get to the game between Carolina and Tampa, because Carolina won the game and they took control of the division right now. They're 8-7. They play Seattle this week at home. I'll be there announcing the game for national radio. It's a big game. It's the biggest game played in Charlotte since Cam Newton was in his prime. I don't know what year that was. 2015 is the MVP of the league. It might be the biggest game they played in 10 years. I'll research it and read all the cliff notes and everything and get ready for the game. But Seattle, coming off that unbelievable victory that we saw against the Rams last Thursday night, they got 10 days to get ready, come across the country. Sam Darnold played in Carolina. Didn't go well for him there. I'm sure that, you know, he's going to want to show everybody in that organization that, you know, that they should have, you know, all the stuff that players like to do when it's time to pay somebody back. But Carolina, they're a gritty group. They play good defense. They've got good defensive backs. Sometimes I look at that defense, I'm like, they look like an expansion team, except you see J.C. Horn, who they drafted, and you see Derek Brown, who they drafted with high first-round picks that are playing great football. And Derek Brown gets snubbed from the Pro Bowl. He's as good as any defensive tackle in this league. Like, I've broken him down 10 out of the 15, 16 weeks this year, where he's been just a dominant, dominant defensive player. He's going to be a little ticked off about it. Bryce Young, I think people can still debate whether he's a true frontline starter or not, but he's making good plays to Jalen Coker, to T-Mac, the rookie wide receiver, is starting to look like he's worthy of the eighth pick in the draft and the the first wide receiver taken off the board. Caught a touchdown pass last week. Was that his sixth touchdown catch of the season, I think? You know, the numbers are starting to come around. They've got a good offensive line. At times, they run the ball really well with the two-back set. This should be a fun game. Imagine if Carolina beats Seattle. Like, they're going to win the NFC South, and you can't take them lightly in a playoff, especially a home playoff game. That leads me to New Orleans. I woke up this morning to a text from a high-ranking official of the New Orleans Saints. I'll just leave it at that. High-ranking official saying, boy, this Baldy's breakdown sure look good right now. And I've broken down Tyler Shuck 3 weeks in a row. And they carved up the Jets pretty good. It was a close game in the third quarter, 9-6 game. And then Tyler Shuck to Chris Olave just took over. The Saints have a quarterback. Tyler Shuck, if he was redrafted this year into this draft, I believe he'd be the number one pick in the draft. Like, I think it's 4 or 5 weeks in a row now, but he has everything it takes to elevate a team around him, which he is doing right now. They've got a three-game win streak. It could have been four. They played Miami really, really tough a month ago. But Tyler Shuck, I saw him in preseason in a 180-play scrimmage on a Sunday afternoon. I stood behind Kellen Moore, watched him call every play to Spencer Rattler and Tyler Shuck. I thought Shuck should have been the starter based on what I saw in preseason. And he didn't. Spencer Rattler got the nod. And then they eventually went to Shuck. And now everybody, the defense, you could just tell a team that finds their franchise quarterback and how everybody's performance gets raised. Cam Jordan is having a renaissance. He's got 8.5 sacks right now. Had 2 sacks last week against the Jets. But you just look at Granderson and DeMario Davis and all the guys right now, Justin Reed, they're all playing good, playing really well in defense. Offensively, Olave is alive. Like, Juwan Johnson is alive and well. They're fun to watch. Yes, they're not going to the postseason. Yes, these games, they're playing out the string. But don't tell that to Kellen Moore or to the team. They're finishing the season strong. And they have supplemented the team. Kelvin Banks Jr. is a good draft pick at left tackle. You can see the pieces are in place to compete for a division next year. All right, everybody, that's been Tuesday's takeaways for me. It is holiday week. It is Christmas on Thursday, but we'll be back here, I think, tomorrow talk about some of, some of my takeaways from and some of the wisdom that I've gleaned from watching these games. It's Wisdom Wednesday. We'll get to it. I'm not sure if we're going to get on Christmas Day. I don't think we're going to get a chance to get to look ahead, but we might do that a little bit tomorrow. Look ahead and combine Wisdom Wednesday and look ahead Thursday, because we've got three great games on Thanksgiving or on Christmas, and then games on Saturday, Sunday, Monday that we should start looking ahead to. Thanks for joining me, everybody, in the Best Football Show. Everybody, look forward to talking to you real soon.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.